Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. Praise God that you are setting aside a few moments in your schedule to share this time together. Praise God. This week, the last several days, I have been ministering on a subject I've entitled Sowing to the Spirit. And we began by looking at passages in the fifth chapter of Galatians, verses 19 through 26, which exhorts us to walk in a way very differently than this world system. As I shared in preceding broadcasts, that this entire world system is based on competition, whether it's in the field of business, politics, education, arts, sports, entertainment, the Hollywood world, all of our society revolves around this principle. It's dog eat dog. It's who's better, who can step over other people to get to the top of whatever their field of expertise or training is. And unfortunately, beloved, it's just an aspect of mankind. Why? And that's basically because of sin. In God's order, there is no spirit of competition. And as we looked at, as we opened this the message, we looked at what the King James says in verse 21, or rather, verse 20. It talks about the works of the flesh. In verse 19, it begins by listing them: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. And it goes on in verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. That's what's used in the King James. And it goes on in verse 21 to say envyings. Some translations will translate emulations as jealousy or envy. But the King James lists the shades of difference. In a sense, it's envying, but it's really rivalry. It's competition, ambitious or envious rivalry. It's a striving to equal or excel. And why does God hate it? Why does God put it along with adultery and hatred and divisions and strivings and heresies? Because that's the original sin, if you will, prompted by pride, which motivated Lucifer. He was competing against God. He had ambitious and an envious rivalry. He resented the worship, the praise that God received. Can you imagine that? He led worship. Anyway, that's what happened. We know it's hard to imagine in our minds, but he was perfect in beauty to the day that iniquity was found in him. He was a created being. How dumb is that? If you're a created being, how do you think you're going to surpass the Creator who made you? Well, it just shows he's not very smart, but he's very evil. And he is certainly a formidable adversary. However, in Christ, we don't need to fear or be afraid because he has defeated him. And we stand on his accomplished, finished work. And without spending a lot of time in review, I did want to share that just by way of a little review, is that on an individual level, the spirit of competition can have harmful effects, perhaps unexpected ones. But as a child, sometimes, unless we are raised in a loving Christian home and environment, which many of God's people were not, there are negative self-images that we have. And it's because of sin. Your parents might have done the best they could by you, but basically, if you have negative feelings about yourself, it will affect your behavior, your attitude, your productivity, and ultimately your success in life. The thoughts that you have about yourself produce feelings, and those feelings produce actions, whether positive or negative. And so what I'd like to do on this broadcast is we're going to look at eight various areas that have very serious consequences if we have a spirit of self-rejection or self-hatred. Well, you might say that's a strong word, but a lot of us, if we're honest, we'll admit we sometimes have a strong dislike for ourselves. And those feelings have been instilled by others in many cases, parents, family, friends, during our formative years, and only made stronger as we grew up. Sometimes on a job, even in adult life, you could have a supervisor who just puts you down, and that only reinforces those feelings. So we began by looking at one of the first areas, and that is depression. You might feel rejected because of your physical appearance or your abilities or lack of abilities or giftings or talents. You might have, you know, depression because you feel your history, your parentage, your heritage, your environment, any kind of resentment that we have will ultimately, if not addressed and repented of, will turn to self-pity, and then that will lead to depression. Another serious consequence of self-rejection or self-hatred is, you may never have thought of this, but a lack of faith in God. It's unbelief. You are basically rejecting God's design. And beloved, that's not a submissive or thankful spirit. We are in the process of being molded and fashioned. We are to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is rising upon us. And so, beloved, if we constantly are putting ourselves down, oh, you might not even say it, or you may say some what are basically curses when you're by yourself, cursing yourself. You're so stupid. Oh, I just am so dumb. We've got to watch those words that come out of our mouths, especially about ourselves. Listen, other people are quite gifted to be able to, I shouldn't use that word, but they have done it enough. And we certainly don't need to be in reinforcing what comes, that kind of negative assignment against us, out of our own mouths. And so we have to understand that basically, and repent of it, that that's a lack of faith in God. He's placed every good, wonderful gift within us, and we have to acknowledge that and realize that as we grow in Him, as we work together with the Holy Spirit, that potential, those giftings are going to be fully realized and brought into perfection. Now, what's another area? Third area, a serious consequence of self-rebellion, and this is very strong and powerful, and that is rebellion. Now, that's something you may have never thought of. Do you have any rebellious kids, for example? That's a result of a lack of self-acceptance. I know people, friends, loved ones, that basically have a rebellious spirit. And, oh, maybe not, it's terribly obvious all the time, but it's there, it's hidden. And it's that lack of self-acceptance will kindle a fire of rebellion toward anyone in authority over you, whether it's parents, spouses, a boss, or even God. Yes. That, you know, that was a problem again with Satan. He was perfect in beauty. That wasn't good enough for him. And it sparked rebellion in him. It sparked resentment, which led to that rebellion, taking a third of the angels. And beloved, let me just share this. As God's anointed child, each one of us needs to know that we can submit ourselves to God without fear. He is a wonderful Lord, a beautiful master. He never will discredit us. He will never abuse us. And let me further say this, unless you know how to submit, let me tell you, brother and sister, you will never lead. Any good, true leader in the body of Christ knows what it means to submit. I'm telling you, it is a principle, it's a truism in God's economy. You cannot lead unless you know what it is to submit. In a marriage relationship, there's a beautiful submission one to another. Women, it's not a hard thing to submit. We never had issues in our marriage. Brother Glass, God bless his heart, I love him so much. He's with the Lord. The years we were married, as strong, as independent. Listen, when I was unsaved, no man told me what to do. We never had problems. I had no issues. God did a sovereign work. I was able to submit because he was a godly, wonderful man in Christ. There were never any issues because I knew who he was. And beloved, ladies, let me tell you, you really submit to your husband. Basically, I mean, it came down to it when we had birth. He said, what do you want to do? It's basically whatever I decided. It was a wonderful marriage, a wonderful relationship. That's why I'm never dated. I tell you what, I had the best. Anyway, I know I've gone off on a bunny trail, but let me tell you, there's a joy and beauty in being able to submit, not only in the marriage relationship, the word says to submit one to another, members of the body of Christ. All right, I can go on and on. I can spend hours on all of these, but we need to go to the fourth point, and that is a serious consequence of self-rejection is withdrawal. If I'm hitting any nerves, that's a good thing because the Holy Spirit's making you aware that you have some concerns and issues in this area. Withdrawal means you don't enjoy other people. You are super sensitive to others' attitudes toward you. And why? Because you've been hurt in the past. And if you've been hurt and you're sensitive, the way to protect yourself is to withdraw. And then, what's another area? I'm moving quickly because my time's running, flying by, is materialism. People that have a sense of self-rejection, they don't really have a godly, healthy attitude toward themselves. To satisfy and to bring comfort, there's an overemphasis on material things, materialism, trying to find happiness and love. And beloved, that is a dead-end street. Now, if you had all the wealth in the world, all the things money could buy will not make you feel better about yourself. Only by repenting and submitting to the Lord will he let you have an attitude, a perspective toward yourself that is God-inspired, that is seeing yourself the way God sees you. Well, my time has flown. I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you need help in prayer in any of these areas, I'm here for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter. Radio family, UCM partners, I love you dearly. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,